An interesting question that has emerged in the study of long-term memory is, since long-term memory involves genes and therefore the nucleus, does that, and this, the nucleus is an organelle which is in principle in contact with every synapse of a neuron, does that mean a neuron must change every one of its several thousand synaptic connections in the long-term process? Or can one in the long-term restrict certain connections, alter their strength and not others? This is fundamental because if every long-term process is neuron-wide, the ability to store information in the brain is dramatically restricted. But if a neuron can store different kinds of information at different terminals, you obviously expand the information power of a nerve cell dramatically. All the recent studies of the last 3 or 4 years have shown that you can have long-term changes that are synapse-specific. So you retain the informational power of the individual neuron.